A Londoner into the country went to visit his tenants and gather in rent. He on a brave gelding did gallantly ride, with boots and with spurs and a sword by his side. Because that the innkeepers they will not score, he lined his pockets with silver good store, and he wore a wig cost 3 guineas and more. His hat was cocked up, sir, behind and before. Thus like a great gallant that was all a mode, upon his stout gelding he galloped the road. He came to an inn, sir, where he did alight, resolving to rest there and tarry all night. There was a fair damsel, her name it was Pris. The Londoner proffered to give her a kiss, and would fain have been doing the thing you may guess, but she scornfully said she was no London miss. With eloquent speeches this gallant did woo, and proffered her guineas, but this would not do. I pray you be civil, good sir, she replied, and tempt me no more, for you must be denied. My credit, I tell you, I will never stain, and therefore, good sir, I would have you refrain. To proffer your guineas, for all is in vain, I slight them and you, sir, with scorn and disdain. Good sir, what a rout and a racket you make. Would Robin the ploughman was here for your sake. He will quickly make you to alter your note. I would not be one that should be in your coat. For all your bravels, you are something too bold. My chastity is not to be bought nor sold. I cannot a fig for your silver and gold. I pray you be civil and let go your hold. Why do you imagine I will be afraid of such a coarse coxcombly country blade? For should he come in and give me a cross word, I'll make him to taste of a piece of my sword. For I am a person of noble degree, then prithee, sweet damsel, be ruled by me. He dare not come in if he chance but to see that I am a kissing and courting of thee. Quoth so, quoth the maiden, pray who have we here, or what is the cause that he should stand in fear? Before that the maiden could say any more, stout Robin himself he came in at the door. To him the whole story she did declare, the Londoner being amazed did stare. He would have been hid, but he could not tell where, for he was catched napping as Moss catched his mare. The point of your sword, sir, you said I should taste, but first let me tell you your shoulders all based. With that he lent him a stout sturdy stroke, his sword and his noddle together he broke. Though I go in leather and you wear fine clothes, I will have my true love in spite of your nose. And then he laid on and redoubled his blows, 10 guineas to Robin the ploughman he throws. Forbear, honest ploughman, for I do protest, whatever I said then it was but in jest. Then prithee, good fellow, let's finish this strife, and take up those guineas and pardon my life. The weight of your blows I do heartily rue. Then prithee, sweet maiden, see what you can do. Persuade him, and here is 5 guineas for you, to buy you a gown and a petticoat too. She took up the gold and put it in her purse, and running to Robin said she, it is thus. He crying for pity, now lay no more on, but let it appear you're a merciful man. Said Robin, be gone then and come no more here. Away he packed off, thus the coast he did clear. He sent him away with a flea in his ear. This ploughman he lives but in Somersetshire.